News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're speaking with College Station Director of Water Services Dave Coleman about a recent report that some residents in South College Station have been overpaying on their sewage bill because of a unique setup of how they get their water.
As the city started growing to the south, the Welborn Water Service area is on the south side of town, and so we started seeing developments down there that wanted city sewer service but we're on Welborn Water. And the way we bill sewer is based on how much water you use in a month. So with the customers on Welborn Water, we had no way of knowing how much their water consumption was to be able to determine their sewer bill. And we tried to work out that the technology just wasn't there to be able to transfer the Welborn Water meter readings to us in time to get the sewer bills generated. And you know, there was when is the meter going to be read issues. And so what we came up with was a pretty good system where we have 4 flat rates based on water usage. So the rates range from 5,000 to 9,000 gallons of water usage a month. And depending on where you are, that determines what your bill is. And the issue is with a new customer, we have no way of knowing, and neither do they, what their water consumption is. So the way it works, the way the ordinance is set up, is that a new customer we put at that top rate, and then when they get a few months of water bills, ideally like 6 months, they bring their water bills in and say, okay, here's my water usage, and the folks, the customer service reps, will average it out and then put them in the tier of the 4 tiers, put them in the tier that matches up with their actual water usage. And apparently what we've just found out over the past week is that there were some of our customers in that situation that didn't realize that they could come in with their water bills and get their sewer bill lowered if their water usage, you know, allows it. So because a lot of people, I mean, if their water usage is over 9,000 gallons a month, then they stay right in that top tier. So what we're doing is we're going to get the addresses of all the customers that are on Welborn Water but City Sewer. We're going to send them a letter and say, hey, you know, just want to make sure you realize that this is the situation and that you can bring in your water bills. If your average looks like it's less than 9,000 gallons a month, come on in and we'll put them at the proper tier. So we just want to make sure that everybody is aware of that, because apparently there were some people who were not.
Okay, and I know you said you touched on it, and how are people being told now that they can come in 6 months with their water bill, and have they been told that ever since the deal was first made?
Well, you know, there's no way that I can say whether all 1,000 people were told that. You know, apparently there were some that were not, and you know, we have you know, one gentleman in particular that's saying, I didn't know that, and I'm sure he's telling the truth. You know, our customer service reps, the plan was for them to inform everybody, but perhaps, I mean, apparently that didn't happen, and so we want to make sure that it does happen with all of them.
Okay, and I know that will fix some of the issues going forward, and then if you could just quickly cover in a little more detail how it would be handled for past bills.
For past bills, we're going to have a discussion on that with the city manager and perhaps the city council to figure out, you know, how we're going to handle that. We just don't have a decision yet. You know, the ordinance, the way it's written, doesn't really allow for any rebates. But, you know, obviously, if we have a discussion with city council, find out what they want to do, you know, it's not purely my decision, so we have to have a discussion about that part of it.
Okay, and the period of time that I believe the one gentleman was talking about was over 6 years. Is there any way that is information held for that long, either with Welborn or I guess if they kept records themselves?
Well, I certainly can't speak for how long Welborn retains records. I would imagine that they do. But, you know, all we need is like the last 6 months of water usage, and then we can, you know, determine kind of what their average is.
Okay.
And then, you know, like I said, any kind of rebate or anything. I just don't know how that would be handled yet. That has not been determined.
And finally, is this situation unique, and do you expect to use this configuration in any other future dealings? Is that sort of on the table for other expansion?
Well, we pretty much have to continue using this system of the four tiers because we don't have the technology yet to be able to get the meter readings from Welburn in a timely manner to be able to catch the billing cycle. So, you know, maybe at some point in the future, if there's some sort of electronic meters that, you know, we can get the data transfer, you know, instantaneously, you know, we'll certainly look at that. And, you know, we're always trying to improve our service. So we'll look at that. But as of right now, we pretty much have to stick with the four tiers. And we'll, you know, we'll be sending letters out to customers to make sure that, you know, maybe as they were setting up their account, there was a lot going on. You know, maybe they did it online. So we'll probably be sending them letters, you know, going forward, like a month or two after their service inception, send them a letter and say, hey, just be aware this is the situation. So that, you know, we'll be sure that nobody, you know, just doesn't understand how it works.
That's College Station Director of Water Services, Dave Coleman. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.